Isaac Frickte now joining the program. Isaac, of course, formerly of Winona State, offensive coordinator and assistant head coach, is now taking the job at the University of North Dakota. Isaac, thanks for coming on. Really appreciate it. First and foremost, congratulations on the new gig. You're up to the Division I level, FCS at least. And what's the whole entire feeling now that you've made the jump?
Well, first off, thanks for having me. Appreciate your time, and it's great to be here having a chat with you. You know, I think it's a little bit of a interesting set of emotions that you go through when you leave a place and you know, love a place like Winona State and love the people, love the program, the staff, everybody involved, had a great experience. It's weird because you're not happy, you're not exciting, because you're leaving people that you love and care about. But on the other hand, you're sitting there and you're excited and you're happy and you're looking forward to what's next. But it's an interesting feel of emotions. It's fun. But man, just couldn't be more excited and thankful. And looking forward to the future.
Take us through the process a little bit. You know, how did it happen? When did you get the call? You know, take us through the process of when it started to you finally taking the gig.
Yeah, it just was really strange, obviously, with what the University of North Dakota had going on here and with an offensive coordinator being here, leaving for a place in league, and then hiring a guy and then a guy leaving after just a couple short days of being here. So it was really strange. And it was a really fast turnaround. You know, Coach Swigert called and offered me the job, and I basically had about 2 days to figure it out if it was what I wanted to do and what my wife and family wanted to do. And, you know, with that being said, it was a lot of praying, a lot of thinking, a lot of conversations, and a lot of good ones, a lot of tough ones. And in the end, you know, we made a tough decision to try and find a new avenue and find a new experience and see where it took us. So, like I said, it's been exciting and weird all at the same time, but fun.
What was the sort of factor that sort of stood out to where, what was the moment, that's a better way of asking it, to where you said, I think I have to take this job?
Yeah, I think it was just the family atmosphere that North Dakota showed me. And we obviously have that, and they have that at Winona State, so it wasn't like one was better than the other or there was a problem with one. It just was, you know, a new opportunity to call plays at the FCS level and getting the opportunity to chase a new experience and get my kids involved into something new and new exciting kind of place that had a great season last year. So, I don't know. It was just a lot of emotion through the whole thing and trying to figure out exactly, what we wanted to do and what was best for us. And, you know, like I said, it was just the family atmosphere that Bubba has here at North Dakota. And the staff really was just great to me through the whole process. And the whole community has been amazing. And again, I'm not trying to take anything away from Winona State because they're great too. It just seemed like a great opportunity that I couldn't pass up.
So you're already up there in North Dakota. Do you have a house full of boxes? What's the word on the move there, Coach?
No, I don't. Right now, kind of hitting the hotel game figuring out places to stay and trying to talk to people that are familiar with the area and just trying to go from there. So we're living out of suitcases and trying to find places now. So it's a never-changing experience.
So has the work already started? Take us through a little bit of when you make a transition like that. When you answer the phone and you accept the job and you hang up, is it, all right, let's get to work?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, you're trying to do everything you can to try and get as much done as you can with staying within the rules and with staying, you know, obviously in your own lane and doing what's best for the program. And you know, it's just been, it's been crazy trying to figure it out and talk to people and meet people and, you know, so just, yeah, the work is, has started, but it's only just begun, really, in a sense. So, you know, hard to explain, to be honest with you.
I understand that, Coach. Did you get a chance to talk to the team, talk to any players or coaches at Winona State before you left?
Yeah. Coach Bergstrom was great. Obviously got to talk to the whole staff and let them know what was going on and communicate to them the proper way. You know, and then the hardest part was talking to the players and getting an opportunity to tell them what was going to happen and what was going on, because the last thing we wanted was for them to find out on social media. So it was important to Coach Bergstrom and myself, and I'm very, very blessed and thankful that he gave me that opportunity to talk to the team and just let them know. So that was tough, but that's why you do it. You know, you do it for the players, and that's part of this whole business and life. Got a chance to talk to them, and that was very fortunate for them.
If I'm not mistaken, Coach, you got your coaching start in 2017, give or take a year or so. You went from the D3 to D2, and now you made it to the D1 FCS level. You know, looking back on it as a whole, making the leaps that you have in such a quick time, you know, how does that make you feel?
It's interesting. I mean, 2018 was my first year at UW La Crosse, and I was the volunteer. In a short amount of time, Coach Schmidt, I was very fortunate to work for him. He, you know, promoted me, and I was able to make the jump to the offensive coordinator position for him and in a short amount of time. And then, you know, coaching at the University of Northern Iowa in year two, you know, in the Missouri Valley, one of the best conferences in all of FCS football, probably the best. It was learn as you go. You know, you didn't really understand what this whole world was all about until you were in it. So it was interesting. It was an experience, but you know, you learn stuff and you try and grab stuff from every place that you've been and just continue to learn and grow. And at the end of the day, it's about what's doing best for people that you're surrounded with, whether that's your players, staff that you're on. For me, it was easy to just make those transitions, because we always knew it was always about what was best for the people around us. So,
What about you ever think about being the head coach there, Coach? Making the jump anytime soon for that one?
I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I got to learn how to call plays and do the right thing at an FCS program, and that'll be a new experience for me. But you know, at the end of the day, it's just football. And, you know, if we can get our guys to play fast and play physical, we'll have a lot of success. And I'm excited for that. I'm looking forward to getting to work with a new group of guys. And it'll be exciting, because everywhere you go, you got to keep learning. And to me, that's what's important. And if I'm not learning, I'm not getting any better. So got to. You know, learn from our guys and what UND did well in the previous years and keep what we've done well and try and find a way to, you know, get better at the things that we struggled at. So that's what I'm looking forward to, excited to do.
Isaac Frichte, taking the job at the University of North Dakota. Isaac, thanks so much for the time. Appreciate it. Good luck at the new gig. We'll be watching you on national television. You better look good on that TV.
I appreciate it, man. Take care, and good luck to you as well. I always appreciate our time together.